1C. Exercise 2. Page 8.
Hello, everyone. My name's Malcolm Turner. You may have seen me around. I'm a careers advisor on the University Careers team. I've come here today to talk a little bit about internships. Some of you may have already done internships as a placement arranged by your department as part of your course. If so, this talk is probably not for you. I'm here to advise those of you who haven't done an internship yet. Work experience is now vital. Vital if you want to get a good job as a graduate. According to research, more than one in three employers don't offer jobs to graduates with no work experience. And since you can't get work experience without a job, and you can't get a job without work experience, you are in what we call a vicious circle. And becoming an intern is the best way of breaking out of it. Also, you find out if that career suits you. You gain soft skills like cooperation and being motivated. You get the contacts you need to land a good job. In fact, some statistics show 60% of good internships lead to a job after graduation. But competition for good internships is pretty intense. There are 51 applications for every intern vacancy, according to a 2017 report. Applying for one is now much like applying for a real job. You fill in a form online and attach a CV and cover letter. If they like you, you do a face-to-face interview. Internships typically last for 5 to 13 weeks during the summer holidays and up to 6 months after graduation. Second, plenty of the companies that take on interns are looking to find the best one or two to hire at the end of the program. So in this way, you can think of it as a trial period. So what's a good internship? Well, I've heard lots of people say, the ones that pay, of course. But that's not always true. Just as the company is looking at you carefully and asking you questions, so must you, to make sure it suits your needs. Some paid interns get so much work that they don't leave the office till 9 p.m. every night. Some unpaid ones sit around watching other people work. You don't want to be either of these people. Interestingly, the trend today is towards paid internships, not unpaid. In fact, if we look at private companies, you might be surprised to know that 38% of them do pay a salary, even if the money isn't much. That's why I believe it's vital to do an internship nowadays. But how to find the right one is what we're looking at today.